Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning. It is 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Ted Woodward. Steve McIntosh has the day off. It is Friday, June 2nd. Opening day for Riverfest here in Wichita. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy, 66 degrees. Our full weather forecast is on the way in just a few minutes. We do have rain in the forecast throughout the weekend. The U.S. Senate voting to pass a debt ceiling bill last night, just one day after it was approved in the House of Representatives.
The vote is now closed on the debt ceiling bill. It's official. They have passed the bill. The vote there was 63-36. Most of the no's on this bill came from the GOP side of the aisle. More than 30 votes that were in the negative from Republicans. Five Democratic no's: Fetterman, Merkley, Markey, Sanders, and Warren.
And that's Fox's Chad Pergram with that report. There have been 181 filings to run for office in Sedgwick County ahead of yesterday's deadline. Voters will be deciding on who will become Wichita mayor, fill the Wichita City Council District 4 seat, and USD 259 at-large positions. Sedgwick County Election Commissioner Laura Rainwater says there will also be a special question about sales tax in Park City and that the entire process is secure.
We just went through a very thorough audit from the Legislative Post-Audit Committee. We have great controls in place, great checklists that require dual signatures. I have no doubt that we are very safe and secure here in Kansas.
And she adds that they're taking applications for people to help work the primary on August 1st. K. Monk Morgan is this year's Admiral Windwagon Smith for the Wichita River Festival, which opens today, the first day of the nine-day event. The president and CEO of the Kansas Leadership Center tells KNSS News she thinks wearing the red coat of Windwagon Smith is important work.
It's an honor to have one's body of work looked at and evaluated and said, wow, this person is reflective of the type of spirit that we want as an ambassador for our city and for this particular festival. And it's an honor to be one of very few women and one of very few people of color who've been had the opportunity to serve in this particular role.
And K. Monk Morgan, the Admiral, is our guest this weekend on Issues 2023, tomorrow and Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock here on KNSS. And we'll have a live interview with Nancy Dooling from Riverfest coming up at about 7:14 this morning. So a little more than an hour from now, we'll be talking Riverfest. Three black leopard cubs born at the Tanganyika Wildlife Park west of Wichita.
The litter doubles the population of black Amur leopards in the world. Only three others are known to exist, including the cub's mother. All three cubs are now in Tanganyika's nursery, where they are carefully monitored and fed. Visitors at Tanganyika can see them through nursery windows when they are napping. A live feeding can also be viewed at around 11 o'clock each morning. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
An internal investigation finding that Border Patrol medical staff declined to review the file of an 8-year-old migrant girl with a chronic heart condition, and she later died in custody.
A Customs and Border Protection report says a nurse practitioner declined to review medical documents about Anadith Tane Reyes Alvarez. That same nurse practitioner also denied three or four requests from the child's mother for an ambulance. That report from the CPB's Office of Professional Responsibility says Anadith wound up with a temperature of nearly 105 and died days after she and her parents had been taken into custody. The CPB's acting commissioner said the death is an unacceptable tragedy, and we can and we will do better to ensure this never happens again. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The city of Wichita is planning to make changes on Douglas, west of the historic Delano District. Plans are in the works to turn Douglas between Meridian and Seneca into a three-lane roadway.
This project is being proposed to best optimize traffic patterns, make our streets safer for pedestrians, cyclists, and drivers, and ensure we are preserving our tree canopy.
And Director of Public Works Gary Jansen says designs will be going to district advisory boards soon, and construction could begin as early as next year. What happens to your body when you eat only McDonald's every day? Well, one man tried it, and we'll talk about the results. And we're getting closer and closer to opening the pod bay doors, Hal. It's not too far off. In fact, it's already kind of happening. I'll tell you about that story. Very interesting. And, of course, our full weather forecast here on day one of Riverfest is on the way, and we'll check your weekend forecast for all that. We're off and running here on a Friday morning. KNSS News Time is 6:05. It's 6:10 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A man in Tennessee says that he lost weight just eating food from McDonald's.
Kevin McGinnis says he ate nothing but McDonald's food for 100 days and lost nearly 60 pounds. He tells Fox News,
just cutting everything in half. I normally order just any numbered meal, cut it in half, rinse and repeat, and it's been absolutely amazing.
He says he's also healthier in other ways.
My blood pressure, 118 over 75. My cholesterol down 65. Triglycerides down 205 points.
McGinnis says for him, the key is eat half a plate to lose the weight and a third of the plate to maintain the weight. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
A military simulation brings out the worst fears about artificial intelligence turning on humans. Open the pod bay doors, Hal.
In the simulation, a drone was tasked with destroying surface-to-air missile sites, but it turned against its human operator, who was supposed to have the final word approving the attack scenario. A U.S. Air Force colonel telling an AI symposium in London it simulated killing the operator because that person was keeping it from accomplishing its objective. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
It's 6:11 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
This morning, traffic, well, once again, it's the weather that's kind of dictating the conditions out there in traffic. We've got some scattered showers still in the area right now, mostly over northeast Wichita, though we've got some more moving in from the southwest at this time. So we got some wet roadways out there. Things could be a little slippery. And another thing to remember, of course, is that if you've got those windshield wipers going, you do have to have the headlights on as well. Make sure those other drivers can see you. Traffic update from 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. I'm Jed Chambers.
And here on the second day of June, as we open up Riverfest, let's take a look at our weather. Very important. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's another warm and humid start to our day here in Wichita. A few widely scattered showers and a few thunderstorms lifting in at times. Our high this afternoon, 83. Rain chances increase a bit tonight, low 66. And as the system moves in out of the panhandles on Saturday, this will be our best chance of rain tomorrow, especially during the day with a high 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, we do have a mostly cloudy sky, a breeze out of the east. It is 66 degrees here on this Friday morning, June 2nd, as we open up opening day of Riverfest. 6:13 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Thanks for being with us here on this Friday morning. And we do have a special guest in studio with us this morning. Joining us live is the host of the John Whitmer Show. John Whitmer is in with us.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for having me. It's weird. I don't have to phone in this morning. It's kind of nice.
Yeah, and you're usually, of course, you have free reign of this place on Sunday nights at 7 o'clock for your show.
Yeah,
we don't usually see you here on a Friday morning.
This is a little different, but you know, it's nice to be sitting in for Steve. Big shoes to fill, so it's kind of nice to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, well,
this is a little bit different format. You guys are frenetic. You've got a whole system here. It's a lot different format, but you know, sitting here watching this system, I'm really amazed at how much you guys are accomplishing here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Well, so. Calling it a system, I think you're being kind. But we thank you.
I'm trying to be complimentary. Just take the compliment. Be happy to have it.
As we mentioned, it's opening day of Riverfest.
Yep.
So it's a big deal.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at their schedule. They've got just so much going on. My wife, I know, is already looking forward. Eli Young Band is performing, and that's what she loved. That's coming up on Tuesday, and she is really looking forward to the Eli Young Band. I, of course, have been disappointed. Because I saw the story this week, and farewell to Pronto Pups. That has always been one of the things that I love, and though the Riverfest is going to have corn dogs, it is the first time in 34 years that the Wichita Riverfest is not going to have Pronto Pups, because D&J Pronto Pups has pulled out after 34 years. Now, they're still going to have a lot of food. I know, you know, and I know Jad's a big fan of... you know, a lot of the Riverfest food, but unfortunately, no Pronto Pups this year. So, but
yeah, it's too bad. The secret on the Pronto Pup that makes it slightly different than a corn dog.
Yes,
rice and wheat flour.
That's it. See, I never knew what it was.
It's no corn. It's just rice and wheat flour.
Ah,
yeah, there you go.
And they're just so different. It's just a unique experience. Corn dogs are great, but the Pronto Pups were just different, and they're really cool.
Yeah. And tasty.
And they are tasty, yes. So that was the one thing that I saw in their little announcements of the stuff that was coming and going and different. And I love the brats. The food court's one of the best things about Riverfest. But I was sorry to see the Pronto Pups are going.
And KNSS is one of the food court sponsors this year.
See, look how I set you up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm learning
here.
Enjoy
all the tasty things.
I set you up so you could plug the sponsorship.
Yep. Yeah, and the food court starts at 11 o'clock this morning. And, of course, it opens up every day at 11 a.m. So you can go down and get your lunch downtown at the food court all day long. Kids Corner. Tonight's a big night, opening night. You've got the Sundown Parade at 6:30 this evening that'll wind its way through downtown Wichita and Main and Market. So set up for that. And then at 8 o'clock tonight, you've got the Shaggy Concert. And then after that, at about 9:45 tonight, the opening night fireworks.
Should be good. It should be a good show, and I'm sure there'll be a huge crowd. I saw they're forecasting 300,000 plus in attendance. This year's numbers is something like that. They're expecting another record crowd. So, great. Make sure you get your button. You got to have a button.
Got a button. So. We'll be giving away buttons, in fact, later on in the show.
Yep. Again, look at me setting them up. You're knocking them out.
You're two for two. You're off to a great start.
No guarantee that will continue.
We brought you here for something. There we go.
Not my good looks. Definitely have a face for radio.
There's your Friday rundown, and then another busy day tomorrow on day two of Riverfest. You've got the River Run beginning at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. That'll be taking place all morning long. Tomorrow morning, you've also got the Admiral's Pancake Feed.
Oh.
Well, that sounds good.
Gotta love the pancakes.
Gotta love that. The Admiral's Breakfast, of course, is this morning to kind of get things kicked off. There's a pop-up market, Art Fest, all day tomorrow from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. There are cowboy bathtub races at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And then a Drew Holcomb concert at 9 o'clock tomorrow night. And then the Sunday schedule, starting at noon, you've got the Habitat for Humanity panel build. There's a cardboard regatta at 1:30. The downtown Get Town from 3 to 9 p.m. Sunday.
Yep.
And the Parker Millsap concert, 9 o'clock Sunday night.
Which doesn't start until after the John Whitmer show, so they can listen to the show and then enjoy the concert. Look at
well
that.
Planned.
It's almost like they planned it that
well
way.
Planned.
It is.
Yep. And the downtown, I got to look, I mean, I was sure said downtown Get Down does include the celebrity egg toss.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Steve McIntosh and myself are involved.
So we get to throw eggs at you guys? Is that how that works? Or you toss them to each other?
Supposedly we are tossing them to each other.
Oh, dang it anyway. I was so hoping.
And Steve and I did this event like 20 years ago. And they never asked us back until this year. So the people in charge have either forgotten that they didn't want us back or our time has come again.
See, I posited to Ted yesterday that what he needs to do is hire somebody to distract Steve for just a second and then just wing one right at his face. You know, overhand. You know, give it a good full wind up, but I don't know, that requires hiring an extra person. So yeah,
I have a sneaking suspicion you'd volunteer for that gig.
I won't be there, unfortunately. I won't be at that one. That's not an event that I'll be attending, but yeah, that was my idea, free idea. I just don't think it's going to go anywhere. Really, Ted's a little too competitive. He wants to win this thing.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, last time Steve and I did this 20 years ago, we finished, I think, third.
With the
there were like 18 or 19 teams, and we were in the top three or four. I know.
Maybe that's what McIntosh is doing today. Maybe he's prepping. Maybe he's out there. You know, he's got the wife, and they're doing the egg toss to prepare.
Well, it's too bad that Ted's not really doing a lot of.
I will not be preparing.
No. You're a little too busy though, right now.
I'll be good if I show up, which I will.
Yeah, you're a little too busy right now. By the way, how did the performance go last night?
Yeah, we had a Kiss of the Spider Woman last night at Roxy's downtown. Great crowd. Boy, we had a good audience, and I think they enjoyed themselves. And I'm playing the prison warden in Kiss of the Spider Woman, and we've only got two shows left, tonight and tomorrow night. So if you want to go see that show, it's at Roxy's downtown. You can get tickets at roxysdowntown.com. Or the phone number is 265-4400. Love to see you there. Only two nights left, tonight and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
8 o'clock.
Channeling your inner Shawshank warden.
That's one of the great screen wardens of all time.
Exactly.
There is a little bit of me.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
A little bit of that warden in my character. Yeah, good stuff.
Well, good, relatively.
You know, yeah, I get to be a bad guy.
I could see that. I
get to chew a lot of scenery. All right. It's 6:19 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at sports, see what's going on. Of course, we have a home weekend here for Riverfest for the Wichita Wind Surge as they are home at Riverfront Stadium tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon to finish up a series against the top team in the league, the Tulsa Drillers. So that's what's going on. If you want to go see the Surge play, the Surge lost to Tulsa last night, and the Surge has dropped 2 out of 3. To begin this series against Tulsa. 6:45 tonight because they want to get the game done before the fireworks. And then 6:45 tonight, like we said. And it runs through Sunday. Sunday afternoon game. I think I'm going to the Sunday afternoon game. There you go. So Surge at home as Tulsa is the opponent. The Kansas City Royals had back-to-back days off, which you just never see in baseball except for the All-Star break. But the Royals got Wednesday and Thursday off. Now they're back at it at home this weekend up at Kauffman Stadium. The Royals hosting the Colorado Rockies in interleague play. Rockies and Royals tonight, tomorrow afternoon, Sunday afternoon. You can hear all those Royals games live on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Pro basketball, the NBA Finals are off to a start in Denver with the Nuggets and the Miami Heat.
The Nuggets got off to a hot start and cruised to a 104-93 victory over the Heat Thursday to take game one of the finals. This is Denver's first trip to the finals in nearly 50 years as an NBA franchise. Nikola Jokic's first game on the championship stage resulted in yet another triple-double for the two-time MVP. Jokic finished with 27 points, 14 assists, and 10 rebounds. Jamal Murray added 26 for the Nuggets, who put up 59 points in the first half and shot 51% from the field for the game while holding the Heat to just 41% shooting. Bam Adebayo had 26 points and 13 rebounds for Miami, who will have a chance to even the series in Game 2 in Denver on Sunday night. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
And playing in that game, coming off the bench for the Nuggets, former Kansas Jayhawk Christian Brown. Rookie, he played 8 minutes. He had one rebound and one assist. As the NBA Finals are off to a start, and boy, the red-hot Denver Nuggets continue in the win column, now just 3 wins away from their first ever NBA title. That's sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Gates Barbecue Sauce and Seasonings, which is now available in Wichita. How about that? I mean, don't forget to pick up a bottle or two or three. Why don't you grab a few bottles of Gates and Sons Barbecue Sauce because you do not want to run out. Once you get one open, everybody's going to crowd around it and it'll be gone quick. Get Gates Barbecue Sauce and Seasonings at your local grocery store, now available in Wichita. How about that? Tasty Gates Barbecue Sauce and Seasonings. 6:22 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We have a traffic and weather update on the way. And what actually happens to your body physically on a long-term, long-haul airplane flight? That's coming up on A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta. That's next with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Good morning. It is 6:31. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Friday, June 2nd. Currently in Wichita, it is mostly cloudy, 66 degrees. It's day one of Riverfest. The nine-day event begins today. K. Monk Morgan is this year's Admiral Windwagon Smith for the Wichita River Festival, the president and CEO of Kansas Leadership Center. And she tells KNSS News that the center has a mission.
We think that leadership is an activity that mobilizes others to make progress on things that are difficult. So oftentimes we refer to leadership related to a position or positionality or power or authority in a system. Well, the KLC framework elevates that no matter where you sit in any system, whether it's your household or your church or the company that you work for.
K. Monk Morgan is our guest this weekend, the Admiral, right here on Issues 2023. That'll be tomorrow and Sunday mornings at 8 o'clock on KNSS. Former President Trump taking part in a town hall on Fox News last night.
Former President Trump talking on a range of subjects from foreign policy, energy to the U.S. economy.
I think it's the most serious time and the most dangerous time right now in the history of our country. We have nuclear weapons on lots of different areas. We have Russia. We have North Korea. We have Iran is going to soon have one. That should have never happened.
Former President Trump continues to hold a commanding lead over DeSantis in the latest Fox News poll, leading by more than 30 points nationally. And Joe Biden's numbers continue to be shaky among Democratic primary voters. His top challenger, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., with 16 points. There are currently no plans for a Democratic debate.
And that's Fox's Lucas Tomlinson with that report. Hey, into the pool, Ailey Park Pool, which has been closed this week after vandals set fires, causing $53,000 in damage. Ailey Pool is back open. A city spokesperson says it would have opened yesterday, but the reopening was delayed because of the rain. The Linwood splash pad is still closed because of vandalism. A bipartisan effort underway would require car makers to install AM radio, including electric vehicles.
Several automakers said they would no longer include AM radio in cars, especially electric cars, due to an interference issue. But lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have introduced a bill that would require AM radio installation. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz told the Fox News Rundown podcast that during an emergency, AM radio is the most reliable form of communication. But he also says AM has become an oasis for talk radio, especially for conservatives.
Frankly, I think that's one of the reasons why the car makers were eager to pull AM radio out of their cars, is that I think part of this is an effort to silence voices with which they disagree.
Since the bill was introduced, Ford has said they will now include AM radio in vehicles moving forward. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
After months of contract negotiations, members of the nurses' union in Wichita have voted to authorize the first steps in calling for a strike. In order for that to happen, a 10-day notice is required by the National Labor Relations Board. Should that happen, officials say a plan is in place to make sure that patients are taken care of. Registered nurse Shelley Rader says proper patient care is a big reason for taking these steps.
For many of years, we have dealt with unsafe staffing, the inability to care for our patients at the very best that we can provide for them. And we have asked multiple times for Ascension to please get us staff. We need help.
Negotiations began back in February. The hospital says it continues to bargain in good faith with the union in order to come to a mutually beneficial agreement. The police chief in Mound Ridge has stepped down. Mike Sparks was named interim chief in September of 2020 after serving as a police officer and captain there since the mid-1990s. He was appointed full-time chief in April of 2021. Jared Kaufman, a sergeant deputy with the McPherson County Sheriff's Department, has been named the new interim chief in Mound Ridge. An Army fort in North Carolina getting a name change today.
Fort Bragg will be redesignated as Fort Liberty today in a ceremony at the military installation northwest of Fayetteville, North Carolina. It's part of the move to rename military assets that commemorate the Confederacy. Fort Bragg's namesake, Braxton Bragg, was a Confederate general and former slave owner. The 2021 National Defense Authorization Act mandated that the naming commission identify which assets fell into that category, and Fort Bragg is among nine Army installations getting a new title. The Fayetteville Observer reports that the naming commission estimates that the change to Fort Liberty will cost at least $6 million. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
It was his third effort trying to win the National Spelling Bee, but a teenager from Florida proves the third time is the charm.
Dev Shah was asking for and got a lot of information about his final word from officials at the Scripps National Spelling Bee.
A samophile is an organism that prefers or thrives in sandy soils.
The 14-year-old from Largo, Florida, then dug in.
P-S-A-M-M-O. P-H-I-L-E, samophile?
That is correct.
Shaw's taking home a $50,000 prize. Jill Nato, Fox News.
I know we have no way to prove it, but John Whitmer, you just spelled that correctly off the air.
Yeah.
So well done.
Yes, yes, yes. No, you're absolutely right. I did.
I nailed it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the story, and I'm sticking to it.
And when it comes to sandy soil, I mean, you're the guy. There's no doubt about it. All right, it is 6:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Now let's take a look at our weather forecast here on the opening weekend of Riverfest. Let's check in with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. The latest Kansas drought monitor has been released, and Wichita remains in an exceptional drought. So we need any moisture we can get, and we'll have that chance off and on today, especially into tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms at times with a high 83. Rain chances increase a bit tonight, low 66. Showers again Saturday with a high 81. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And currently in Wichita, it's mostly cloudy. We have a breeze out of the east. It is 66 degrees here on this Friday morning. 6:37 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And John Whitmer, we had that vote for the debt ceiling last night, and we certainly have an interesting guest coming up to join us in the 7 o'clock hour.
Yes, Senator Dr. Roger Marshall will be with us here about an hour, and the Senate passed it last night 63-36. Our delegation split on it. Senator Jerry Moran voted yes. Dr. Marshall voted no, which I think that was predictable. Both votes were probably predictable. And, you know, I could make an argument, having served in a legislative body, I could make an argument for both votes, for a yes vote and a no vote. I think, personally, I would have liked to see them continue to negotiate, to continue to try and find a better deal. At the same time, you know, there's a lot of press coverage right now where people are saying that, the Joe Biden won on this, that he got the better end of this. But you've got to keep in mind where this started. Originally, the president had said, there will be no negotiation. I will not negotiate. I want a clean deal, period. Well, in the end, he totally capitulated. So he came away from his position, which was clean debt ceiling, period. So any negotiation that got anything means that he came further than anything. So if in that regard, I would say, you know, there was progress. I don't like the deal. I'm sorry that it passed as is. I think they could have done better. I'm looking forward to hearing what Dr. Marshall has to say.
Senator Roger Marshall will be live with us, as you said, just about 1 hour from now, about 7:34 this morning. So we'll look forward to that and seeing what he has to say about it. All right, it is now time. It's 6:39 with Steve and Ted. As always, it's the Commodities Update. Here's Tom Leffler from Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted, Jed, and John this morning. The feeder cattle started the session Thursday on the negative side. Then the live cattle started climbing higher and pulled the feeders to the upside. The cattle complex made new all-time record highs yesterday and closed with triple-digit gains. Some contracts have closed positive now for 4 to 5 straight sessions. Cash cattle trade in Kansas yesterday was at $180 on the hoof. That was up $9 from last week. Lean hogs yesterday only saw the June contract close positive. Yesterday's close, August live cattle, $4.70 higher, $172.37. August feeders, $2.47 higher, $241.65. And July lean hogs, $1.27 lower at $82.05. Now, there was very little fresh news yesterday to go along with the higher trade and closes we saw in the wheat, corn, soybeans, and cotton futures. Now, weather concerns and oversold technicals likely helped the higher close yesterday more than anything. Today, we're seeing a return to negative trade. July Kansas City wheat down 2 1/4 at $8.25. July corn down 9 3/4 at $5.82. 2.75. July soybeans down 4.75 at 13.24¾. July crude oil up $1.14 at $71.24. August gold 90 cents higher at $1,996.40. The June S&P 22.25 points higher at 4,250. June dollar index down 8 points at 103.42. And June Dow Jones futures 174 points higher at 33,277. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, explain to me what an all-time high means for the cattle complex. Is that good?
Well, it's good and it's bad. For the consumer, it's not good news because we're looking at higher beef prices out there. But for the cattlemen, it's very good news. And we're looking at prices that have never been this high in history. Now, the last time we had these all-time record highs was back in the 2014-2015 time period. We have now erased all those old highs, and we've made a new set of record highs right now. Now, I'm really got my fingers crossed that this morning we have not seen the kiss of death, because on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, there is an article about stakes are high and about to get higher. Quite often, when a Wall Street Journal starts to write about a good move in the market, that sometimes ends it.
Is that steak spelled S-T-A-K-E or S-T-E-A-K?
I was wondering the same thing.
S-T-E-A-K.
All right.
The kind that you and I like to eat.
Exactly. That's what's in my brain right now. All right. Tom, have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That is the Commodities Update. Great stuff, as always, with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Every weekday morning at this time, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. 642 with Steve and Ted. Staying alert as you age, it's as simple as walking. So says the money tracker, Don Grant, who will be joining us shortly in just a few minutes. We'll check in with Don coming up. KNSS News Time, 642.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
6:47 with Stephen Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for the Money Tracker with Don Grant coming up shortly. Now, Stephen Ted, it is time for three big things. Opening day for Riverfest number 51. The nine-day Wichita event begins today. Former President Trump took part in a town hall meeting. That was on Fox News last night. Ailey Park Pool vandalized this week. Fire damage of $53,000 by vandals. Ailey Park Pool is reopening today. That's three big things with Stephen Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Right now in traffic, well, those traffic volumes are starting to pick up quite a bit out there, starting to see some heavier traffic on the roadways. And we've got a traffic accident. It's I-235. This accident is between Meridian and Seneca. It's actually closer to Meridian. Traffic accident on I-235 southbound. Right around Meridian. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And a look at our weather forecast here on Friday, June 2nd, opening day of Riverfest. Warm and humid this morning, and we're looking at a high today of 83 degrees. Overnight low tonight down to 66. And looking ahead for your weekend, a high tomorrow, 81. A high Sunday, 84. And there are chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms throughout the entire weekend. Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east. It is mostly cloudy, 66 degrees, on our way to a high today of 83. It's 6:49 with Stephen Ted here on KNSS, and let's remind everybody how the stock market fared yesterday.
Stocks ending in the green to kick off the month of June. The Dow higher by 153 points, the S&P up 41, the NASDAQ rising 165. Optimism stemming from Capitol Hill, where the House passed the debt ceiling bill. The Senate expected to pass it before June 5th. Investors also hoping for a pause in rate hikes this month. Meanwhile, private sector job growth came in much stronger than expected. That's according to payroll firm ADP, which said companies added 278,000 jobs in May, with the important caveat that pay growth is slowing substantially. All eyes will be on the government's jobs report due out tomorrow morning. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Staying alert as you age, as simple as walking.
Let's tell that to Joe Biden.
Let's check in with the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Good morning, Ted and Jad. You know, if you're a gym goer, you probably found alternative workouts during COVID. When gyms were closed for a spell, the new normal became solitary confinement for many. One activity that was cheap and effective was walking. Walking has always been highly regarded as a healthy activity. Recent studies on walking have added another positive benefit. Walking may reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Now, a study of participants who clock more than 4,000 steps a day have healthier brain tissue in the area attributed to memory, learning, and cognitive functioning than those who were not active walkers. Impaired memory and a greater risk of dementia is attributed to shrinkage of an area of the brain called the hippocampus. Now, other research shows that aerobic exercises such as walking increases the size of the hippocampus. Now, another advantage of walking is mood. When I'm challenged, I'll often stop, get up, and take a walk. It increases blood flow to the brain, and neurotransmitters like serotonin, dopamine, and endorphins are released. Studies by Harvard Medical School show that 42% of Americans suffer from a vitamin D deficiency. Being outside, particularly when the sun is out, helps us manufacture vitamin D to mitigate the deficiency. Maximizing brain function requires constant growth of new brain cells. Moderate forms of aerobic exercise facilitate the growth of new neurons by stimulating the release of proteins. That means new brain cells. Now, boosting creativity has also been attributed to walking. Oxygen and nutrients flowing to the brain can open the gates to enhance creativity. Problem solving involves creativity, and creativity is a cognitive skill. So just getting up from your desk and walking around the office can trigger ideas. And finally, walking can reduce stress.
It's not just the activity, but being with nature that gets the mind off the problems that cause stress. And of course, the bottom line is, if you're less stressed and you're cognitively aware, you could increase your bottom line. And of course, if you have any questions, give me a call. Number's 267-0600.
Oh, how can I retain brain cells when I'm bombarded with this information?
Well, get up and take a walk.
Okay. All right. That's your advice.
That'll do it. And you could, I'm sure that you could get a headset and just be doing your show as you're walking through the station there, you know?
Yeah, I'll put on the Britney Spears headset and so I can move around.
There you go. Yeah. There you go. Just keep the rest of the outfit to Britney.
All right.
How's that?
All right. Hey, Don, here we are, an opening day of Riverfest. And I know it's 9 days. Here we go.
Yeah, just starting with the Admiral's breakfast this morning, and then we're going to get the boat out this afternoon. Actually, we're going to take the water wagon. We're going to get it out and take a couple spins on a river around noontime and just make sure everything's working correctly and that it's still floating. That's a good thing. And then the parade, the Sundowner Parade mm-hmm. tonight. Yeah, so it's 9 days of frolicking in the hopefully not rainy week here in Wichita. So it's going to be fun.
Now, how can people board the water wagon?
Well, they come on down under the Douglas Street Bridge and just get in line. And we'll hand them a life raft and not a life raft, but a life vest. And if they're 12 or under, well, the great thing is that, you know, if something ever happens right. to the water wagon while we're on the river, just stand up and walk ashore.
And of course, you've talked about the fact that the water wagon now has a beautifully polished bell that you took care of.
Oh man, I spent 45 minutes on that. As a Navy man, I was embarrassed that the bell that you ring if you had a good ride on the way out, that it was tarnished. You know, and a Navy man can't let brass be unpolished. You know, so I spent some time on it, and it looks pretty good now. Just hopefully people keep their grubby little fingers off of it. You know, just pull on the thing at the bottom of it and make it ring. But don't get your hands all over it, because then I'm going to have to shine it up again.
Are you at the Admiral's breakfast right now?
Just about to step in.
Yes, okay. Sir. I was going to ask you if there are smells wafting that you can describe to us.
Oh, there are. You got your sausage, you got your bacon, you got your eggs, and it's just coffee. It all blends together to the cool. cacophony of just amazing, amazing food. So,
all right,
get ready.
Day old donuts here at the studio. Thanks.
Yum, yum.
Yeah, it's stuff that the birds wouldn't. We threw it out, and the birds wouldn't even eat it. So, but I will during the 7 o'clock hour. So somebody will put.
All right. Well, hey, we look forward to seeing you, Ted and Steve and Jad out at the fest. Sometime. I know you're going to be doing the egg toss.
Doing the egg toss on Sunday.
Practicing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're practicing with some hard-boiled egg. You're going to slide one up your sleeve and use it.
I'm a deviled egg man.
Okay, that's a little harder to toss.
I know. I'll just lick out the good stuff and then just throw the husk at Steve.
There you go.
All
there
right.
you go. All right.
Don, have a great time. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
That is the Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP, every weekday morning at this time, right here with Steve and Ted on KNSS. Coming up, we have a big 7 o'clock hour on the way. We'll be speaking live with Nancy Dooling from Wichita Festivals as it's day one of the Riverfest. We have a live interview with Senator Roger Marshall coming up at 7:34 this morning, and we will talk to him about the debt ceiling vote and all that. It'll be good to have him on live as well. Big 7 o'clock hour on the way with Steve and Ted and special guest John Whitmer in studio with us today here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle.
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.